Greetings, this is James Gillen with As You Wish Talk Radio. We've got a great show tonight, and a few little announcements we have to make. The one of the things a lot of people are getting into this major 13th, 14th event, which we are going to cover about all the UFO activity around the world, and I'm sure we'll get into that in depth in the show, and also chemtrails. We might be able to get in that as well. So there's so many different areas we can go on this show. You can go ahead and call in later on in the show, and if you want to add to the topics. But without any further ado, I want to bring Michael Elijohn in on the show. And for those that don't know Michael, he's written the book, his new book, Prepare for the Landing. He's got some amazing information to share with us. And I want to bring him straight on away. So, Michael, are you with us?
Yes, I am. Glad to be here, James.
Hey, welcome to the show again.
Glad to be here again.
Yeah. Yeah, you know, there's so many topics I want to first get into. You know, everybody's just screaming about this this guy from NORAD that came out with this prediction of October 13th and 14th of you know, major flyovers around major cities. So do you have any comments on that topic?
Well, it's kind of interesting. You know, I personally stay away from, you know, and I just, to me, when dates are given, I am a little leery, considering how the forces that have controlled this planet like to play around with dates and situations. Though it was interesting watching some of the DVDs, videos of the different witnesses to some of the ships and what they were, you know, some of the stuff that was going on. It was kind of fascinating to the degree that he had predicted there would be mass decloakings over every major city. Now, over in New York City, there were quite a few videos. People had observed stuff going on. So, you know, it was kind of interesting. You know, there's always sightings going on, but to the degree that, you know, he was giving the impression it was going to be a much bigger thing. And so I don't know. It's I'm kind of like keeping my opinion about the whole thing, since I know that there's lots of stuff going on that both Federation is involved and also the Black Op Cabal has their stuff going on, too. So, you know, we have to kind of use our discernment, cognitive, deductive reasoning to kind of come to a conclusion about, you know, how much of this was, in fact, any kind of false flag, or was it, in fact, the Federation lightships putting on a little show, taking advantage of, since it was the report that was going to happen. You know, it's kind of like, well, let me go ahead and do something, since people are going to be looking at the sky anyway, possibly. You know, who has the upper hand in all this? And we, the people, of course, have to use our discernment and demand for accountability and to demand that if any, you know, groups try to put on something, neutralize them. According to my, what I've been told and other sources have also said, the higher forces would, in fact, if as long as we take responsibility, that's one of the requirements, they would step in and neutralize any major big event to fool us. But we still have to be cautious about that in these final, you know, times of Earth.
Yeah, I agree. The there's a couple of little red flags in there. I heard an interview with the man, and it was quite interesting because one of the things he said, which was kind of a red flag for me, is that he was kind of really saying, you know, gung-ho on the Greys and things like that, which is, to me, a little red flag. I haven't had any really positive interaction.
And also, he said something about this group that he was supposed to be communicating with. They made some kind of about how other worlds were allowed to go to an extreme that Earth is a special place. Well, from my understanding, yes, there have been some planets similar to Earth where initially a long time ago, you know, like all your forces always tell me, we may make mistakes, but we don't repeat it over and over again as we notice on Earth. So that statement was kind of a little askew and kind of giving the impression, oh, yeah, lots of these planets went to an extreme. There were a few. But it was kind of like, I don't know, there was just something the way he was describing it and that I didn't really feel that from the spiritual sense of what you and I are attuned to, what the consciousness that these beings exist in, that we are in, it's like somehow I just don't, some of the way he was explaining things, and I don't mean to criticize him, it's just I didn't feel comfortable with a few of the things he said that seemed to be not in conjunction to what I'm familiar with as far as the Elohim and the higher forces. It's just, it seemed to be a little out of sync, but maybe that's just his human not totally comprehending the whole enchilada. But, you know, we can analyze it in many different ways. But there was something I wanted to get into that I'm thinking is definitely related to a spiritual thing. This is about the, I don't mean to throw the topic off, but it's coming to me really strong about the 33 Chilean miners. Mm-hmm. And something going on, and I'm talking, this is something that's been coming to me for quite some time, that, and I've heard rumors in the grapevine, so to speak, about it, but the medical officials don't really want to touch it, even though they know. Now, we know that the miners, I had a very strong impression there was some kind of, more than just mundane, you know, that they were lucky, and then, you know, I think, I really feel there was some kind of divine intervention that helped them. Now, whether somebody who said, I heard a story that they wondered if there had been, you know, I don't know, but my thing is that they were going to go through these medical examinations, and I really feel that, and I was talking about this in Mark Snyder's show before I came on yours, and we were having some interference, too. The cabal was screwing with the lines. It was just, when we have interference, I just love those. I appreciate those tender, loving care, you know, little confirmations that I'm touching on things they didn't want to talk about. But, you know, George Adamski, when they did an autopsy on him, they discovered things in his brain that was different, quote-unquote, than what should have been there. And I made a comment to Mark. I said, well, I believe that all of us who have come in during this time, that I'm talking about those of us who are attuned to higher frequencies, if we were to have an examination done, which they're not, higher forces wouldn't allow, they would be determined unusual, strange things about our physical body based on the consciousness and frequencies we deal with. And that when they do these autopsies on the miners, and I think they're going to discover something. Now, whether they will acknowledge it openly, because we know corporate control media over here would cover it up, but I really feel that eventually there's going to be acknowledgement that our bodies are changing because of the frequencies coming on the planet right now. And this is going to be, I didn't mean to pull off on another topic, but this is something I really feel people need to be aware of, that there's some stuff going on that, because they said something about there were things that happened they weren't allowed to talk about. And I thought, what are they talking about, not allowed to talk about? What could they be? That was kind of strange. But I know we're getting off on another topic, but this is, to me, significant about planetary frequency shifts, what the higher forces are doing to help us, interfacing with us, and, you know, how our bodies are changing, too. And that's connected with our discernment and cognitive deductive reasoning, all the abilities we need to utilize to get through this time, not be fooled or manipulated, and keep our hearts open and our minds open to receive whatever the higher forces want to download without, you know, distorting it.
You know, I think there's another interesting thing going on, that the number 33, I mean, that's the number the Masons
use. Yeah, I noted
use,
that,
you know,
33.
to totally distract us from what's really going on. And I go, what are the odds of it being exactly 33 miners? Mm-hmm. I mean, the odds are so far out of whack of that happening. And, mm-hmm. and we kind of wonder, you know, like, now I don't want to throw a huge conspiracy bomb into this, but I mean, it could have been 32, 31, 25, 45, but it's 33, you know, which
is a master number. Uh-huh.
Yeah. So
that'll be interesting to see if anything comes out of that. Because I don't think they're going to willingly do it. But, you know, I've heard, you know, through the grapevine that there have been some weird things through the years that, you know, came out briefly and then they suppressed it. Some doctor wanted to say, oh, there was something strange. And then they were, you know, like a gay order, you're not allowed to talk about it. You're going to lose your job. No, we're not allowed to talk. But I just think that something is significant about, you know, possibly the medical examinations that are going to occur, whether, again, it will be knowledgeable, because they're going to do extensive examination. I think it would be a geneticist would probably know more. But anyway, I didn't mean to delve off the topic that much, but it just seems significant to me of what's happening right now.
Speaking of going off the topic, we've been having here in the past few days, I mean, it's been pretty heavy, mm-hmm. but the chemtrails are just off the scale, and they are hitting day and night and turning this place into a fog, basically. And It is so toxic, you can't even breathe this air right now. And I was looking at a long, long list of the chemicals that they're coming up with, mm-hmm. you know, that are 600 times over the toxic effect in these chemtrails that they're monitoring. And so, you know, aluminum, barium, strontium, I can go on and on. You know,
yeah, you know, James, this is something, I did a show today in the Cosmic Connection show, about this topic, which is going on another topic of my, I am incredibly, very impatient with the so-called, and I use that word so-called, environmental groups like the Sahara Club and Greenpeace, who you would think that if a group that claims to be so concerned about authentic, you know, environmental concerns. They don't even touch it with the 10-foot pole. And where's this accountability of an organization that sends out emails, asks us for donations, and we want to make sure our donations are going to a good cause. And yet, what should not only have they never talked about it, it should be centerpiece to one of their major goals to expose and end the chemtrail and HAARP thing that came out in the late 80s. And through the years, I waited to see, well, I think these groups would, they never touched it at all. And it became very clear to me that these organizations were taken over, you know, by government interests. And, you know, I was like, it's forbidden. Don't talk about the real important issues. I mean, at the top of the list here, you know, chemtrails and HAARP that are really hitting the environment with such incredible toxic, and yet they don't talk about it. I mean, something doesn't, doesn't add up, you know.
Are they talking about the testing, you know, of the ELF waves in the ocean that are you know, breaking the eardrums of the whales and killing a lot of the whales and, you know, making them founder? I'm wondering if they're even covering that end of it.
Well, at one time I thought I heard some of the groups talking a little bit, but then it seems like they haven't lately. It was almost like they got threatened or something, like, oh, no, those are covert things. We don't want you to go there. We don't want to stir stuff up. It's almost like I haven't heard anything lately. Maybe they have, but I just haven't heard anything. But when they initially came out with that, there seemed to be some concern. And then all of a sudden it was like, nope, keep it all pablum. Keep it all real warm and fuzzy. You know, yeah, animal rights are important and everything. But the chemtrails are affecting everything. Animals, human, the whole planet, Mother Earth, everything is being so horribly toxic with the chemtrails. Like you said, the list of all of these things and the HAARP thing messing up, you know, like there's an old saying, it's not wise to fool Mother Nature. And this HAARP thing, instead of using it for benevolent in a positive way to work with Mother Nature and create a weather thing that is good for us, it's interfacing with the chemtrail thing to create toxic and nasty effects on our consciousness and our immune systems. That's what I determined. Now, here's the other side. I am told that the higher forces are stepping in. I think you're getting protection, too, that even though the cabal is blasting when they're desperation, they're getting extremely desperate now. So they're turning up the faucet on these chemtrail things, like overriding. But I'm picking up that our immune systems, as we tune into the higher consciousness and with the higher forces stepping in, we're all beginning to build up an immunity so it's not affecting us. If our consciousness shifts, as I say, compared to somebody on a mundane level, yeah, they're very vulnerable to this stuff. But if you raise your consciousness and you do the things that will build up your immune system and you ask for the higher force to overshadow this whole process, I'm being told we're giving support. And I've seen many times at the ends of chemtrails when the lenticular clouds will appear, ships in the etheric or physical, and they ionize around, and then the chemtrails will disappear. Or they will be there, but the effects on us aren't the same. So it's like how much chemtrails are throwing out there that they're impacting the chemtrails with their own technologies to neutralize as much as they can, like they did with the radiation back in the 50s and 60s with all the radiation testing in New Mexico and Nevada. So they're stepping in again to take the petrochemical poisons, they've told me. And also they're doing these downloading with encodement processes to help us, which when I do a reading for a person, they put these encodements on the tape that's designed to build up the immune system. If the person will take personal responsibility, that will enhance the process.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the what they're doing here is just beyond imagination. I mean, I have never seen anything like it. And it's not just, you know, during the day. Excuse my voice because I'm suffering a little bit from those effects.
Yeah.
I mean, they are hammering day and night. And
yeah, they're targeting you, obviously.
Oh, yeah, the wee hours in the morning, we are getting hit hard, very low-level spraying.
Yeah.
And on top of that, at over here at the airbase here, one of the pilots, actually this friend of mine knew one of the pilots, and he said that they were targeting this group, they call it the ET Ranch, that they were actually targeting, you know, this ET Ranch, not knowing he was a friend of mine.
Mm-hmm.
And so McCord and these other air bases in our local area here are flying in and just dumping, you know, this plethora of chemicals and biologicals and everything. And to me, that is the most treasonous, unconscious, cowardly thing you could do.
Well, you know,
to turn these things on your own people.
Yeah.
And
now
be smug about it. And it's okay. I mean, that, I can't even wrap my head around that. These guys are sicker than sick. They're cowards, and they have no courage.
Well, they've
or
been, yep, and, you know, James, how they're made to feel when they do these, you know, they butter them up and say, now you're part of an elite team, you know, all
yeah,
the masses
yeah.
out there are just, you know, whatever, and what's going to happen? And this is what the higher forces are telling me, and it is, we're going to start seeing it, just like when this cabal craft crashed in California. Asteroid made a comment. He said that, and this was a comment made a number of years ago, that Volter, one of the cosmic psychotherapists that I communicate with, who said that when spiritual integrity breaks down, mechanical integrity is going to break down too. So this ship that crash landed, according to what I understood, it was being tested. They were going to use it for a possible false flag thing. And Asher commented, he said, well, when intent is contradictory to the frequencies, the sacred creation that's coming to Earth right now, anyone who starts to get into these kinds of operations, and now, of course, I'm seeing the same thing with the chemtrail, because some of the chemtrail operations are unmanned drones that are flying mm-hmm. over. Some of them are manned. And
oh, yeah.
some of them are doing the up close and personal, coming over the ranch and stuff. Those are obviously manned. And what gets me is, but I'm told that as the energy shifts on the planet, these people that are flying, and just like there's thousands of whistleblowers that are starting to come over to the light now because they realize if they don't, they're not going to survive. And it's time to balance out their karma. I think that I was told a few years ago that there's going to be one or more pilots that are going to defect eventually. But much as they've lost their conscience in one level, the energies are going to either make them come around or they're just going to implode. They can't continue to operate. Or if they think they could get away with it because they're elite and they're above the law, that energy is going to backfire on them. It's going to catch up to them. And I'd rather see them come over and admit and pick their conscience and say, here's this what's going on. I mean, I'd like to program and see somebody courageous enough who comes around. And I feel that's going to happen eventually at some point.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know when, but, you know.
Oh, I agree. What I see is, you know, definitely that coming about. But what I see is like, okay, how does this guy go home and go, hi, honey, I'm home, you know? Oh, the kids are sick. Gee, I wonder why they're sick. It might be because I just dumped, you know, about
well, you know
10
what
tons
I think, James,
of toxic chemicals.
I think, James, that these pilots, and this is one of the things that the cabal, I just was watching Jesse Ventura's show last night. It was kind of fascinating because he was doing this thing on the underground bunkers. Because mm-hmm. they know Nibiru is coming in. They've been planning for a long time. And their attitude is, the rest of humanity is going to kick to the curb, and we're going to survive. Well, I got news for these people. You can put yourself in the most secure bunker or put a million guards around you. You're not going to survive if your consciousness is not attuned to Mother Earth and sacred creation. And for those of us who are attuned to these frequencies, I'm not worried about the future. As long as we take our personal responsibility, seriously, and we do what we're supposed to do, we're going to have help, we're going to have support and backing. But these people who think they can go off and bury themselves somewhere and survive, and attitude, the rest of us are just going to fend for ourselves. That's not only mean-spirited. That's not wise to fool Mother Nature in the process. And the Mother Earth is going to swallow up these bunkers. They're not going to survive if they have this kind of attitude. So my perception is, you know, that I think these pilots think they've got a special little ticket in one of these underground bunkers and are going to survive. I think they've been told this, but they're eluding themselves. They're really lying to themselves about what survival really means. And consciousness, if you lie to yourself enough, well, you know, it's going to catch up. And reality and accountability has to be dealt with. We can forgive them, but they need to take some responsibility and come around and be willing to acknowledge what they're doing and then work for the light. Okay, we'll forgive them, but we have to be on them, be the guardians to all of this and expose this. And there's a new movie I hear in Hollywood that's about to come out that's a major producer. They're just about to produce this chemtrail movie that's going to really expose a lot more, hopefully, unless there's some interference to block it. But it's coming out. People are waking up really, really fast.
Yeah, I think it's What on Earth Are They Spraying or something.
Yeah, something like that. Now, Chemical came out in 2009, which was pretty good. You know, they took some stuff even from mainstream media about the jelly stuff coming out of the sky, you know, and the Morgellons disease connection with the chemtrails, mm-hmm. too. So they're starting to shift. People are waking up really, really fast right now. And I think these new energies coming on the planet that have never been here before are really powerful for, you know, accelerating our growth. And I've noted this too through what I do, these transformational channel readings. The energies that are coming in are really accelerating things very, very fast. People are really excited and want to really embrace, get their missions fulfilled and not waste their time with all this waste, you know, all these effluvious things that we can't take with us. I think we need to focus on the quality of what our lives are, what we stand for, and what we need to do. And I think the higher forces are giving us support. And I think this spray thing that they're targeting you is going to backfire on them. I really think there's some complaints that are going to come down if they keep this up.
It's like instant karma.
I think we're going to see some of these planes crash.
A lot of
crash.
Communication here from the higher beings lately, and just maybe about 45 minutes ago, I had one of them sitting right in front of me. It was interesting. I was meditating, and I could see his face very clearly.
Mm-hmm.
And he's one of the beings that's in charge of the dispensation of energies on the Earth and helping
right.
this shift kind of go a little more graceful, this huge frequency shift we're under. And, you know, he's part of the Orion Council of Light. But there's another, some plated ones have been coming in. And, you know, some of their talk almost sounds biblical. It's really interesting. They talk about God, and they call mm-hmm. God a frequency and a force, and
right.
it's love, and love heals. And focus on love and allow that love to move through you and heal you. But they said that this flow or this wave has stepped up. And it's like, in a way, the scepter's been passed to the higher beings. And the hands-off program is no longer applicable. And so we're going to undergo some huge energy waves and frequency
right.
shifts. And basically the tyranny is not going to be able to sustain itself in this frequency, as
no.
well as those who've been willing participants in their crusades against humanity and the Earth. And I was wondering, are you getting a similar message or something very similar
well,
to that?
Well, yeah. As a matter of fact, I heard that just a couple days ago, the Bilderbergs had this emergency meeting, because they're freaking out. All the stuff happening. They're like, you know, that's like they've never had to deal with this before. And they're panicking, and because they're picking up and all their sophisticated monitoring stuff. I mean, they've got some, you know, well, not compared to the Elohim. They're like, it's so backward. It's hilarious. But, you know, what they think is so incredibly, you know, but as the old story, I love it when, you know, the higher forces say, yeah, Big Brother monitors you, but Big Space Brother's monitoring them. And you know, since we've had homeland insecurity, you know, we're extremely insecure, and they're very anal retentive, and they don't have much of fun and joy in their heart. And I think it's time for them to loosen up a little bit and come over and start partying with the good guys, and sort of go over there like, you know, isolated and planning all these little strategies, because the 9/10 of everything they've ever planned is all falling apart now. And now it's going to become 100%, and they're being hemmed in. And so, yeah, they can go off to the little bunkers and underneath the Earth. But guess what? Earth is just about to swallow them up. If they don't start playing fair with the rest of us, yeah, they're just going to lose everything. It's like I call it the grease pig effect. It's going to slip out of their hands, and it's all, you know, the first shall be last, last shall be first is one of the sayings where, you know, those of us who've been struggling and being doing the righteous things, it's starting to start coming to us. It's going to start, we're getting a lot of help, going to get a lot of support. And as long as we keep our hearts pure and open, use our discernment, cognitive, deductive reasoning, everything's going to flow very smoothly for us. And the only thing we need to keep focused is our priorities and our mission, and we'll do the things that we know are going to achieve with our backup team, cosmic backup team, helping us. So, you know, mm-hmm. they're getting up close and personal now, and it's an exciting time.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I looked at some of these videos with these UFOs flying around the world, and basically, you know, there was a lot going on, you know, 10/13 and 10/14, but I know if I were to give another date and just throw it out there, that all of a sudden these videos would come in around the world with all these UFOs in them again. So, you know, not trying to steal this guy's thunder. You know,
no.
I think it's great.
James, one of the things that's happening out right above Earth, you know, up about several hundred miles, and up to all the way, you know, toward Venus, Mars, the area is getting really crowded with lots of ships right now. Huge motherships are coming in, you know, when CD, you know, some stuff slipped out from CD, and then I saw the NASA film of the videos of the, you know, the ships that from 4,000 to 5,000 miles in length that were lined up in the rings of Saturn, and they're gearing up. I mean, there are huge amount of ships coming in right now. That's really exciting, but it's freaking out the cabal big time, because it's like, oh my God, the size of some of these ships are like thousands of miles across, and it's part of our extended family. They're getting ready to have this great reunion that we've all been promised. And it's like, darned if their cabal's going to get in the way.
You know, something just happened with NASA, which is quite interesting. But they had this huge M-class flare that went off. And then there was this filament that was right in front of it when it went off. And
what are you talking about, James? I wasn't catching that.
A solar flare, like an M-class solar flare, just went off. And huge one, massive one. And there's this filament from it. Somebody just sent me an email on it. I looked at it. I go, wait a second. Why didn't that filament that went right over the top of that thing get disrupted? And they pointed that out in the email. And they said, obviously, something's intervening. and helping us with this this sun program that's going on, because the sun is going to be going ballistic, and I think eventually it will actually take down a lot of the satellite technology and other things. And you know, I was hoping that the higher forces would come in and just negate some of these negative satellites that they're using to use psychotronics and other things, and just take out HARP, and probably will. Uh-huh. But if they don't intervene, I know the sun is going to, and so either way, they are going to lose their toys. And rather than continue to create this mountain of karma, you know, which is going to be accelerated, you know, exponentially with these new frequencies coming in, it'd be wiser just to, hey, just flip the switch on these things or start using them for good.
Yeah, exactly. That's, you know, the boys have their toys and the big boys have their toys. Mm-hmm. It's time, you know, from all the black op covert little laboratories, time to bring it all out and turn it around, recalibrate it for positive use. I mean, it doesn't really take that much to do it. It's just the, you know, finally acknowledging who's really in control and charge of divine order, and these beings begrudgingly getting out of the way and letting the rest of us start enjoying, you know, what we should have a long time ago had access to.
Oh, yeah.
And so it's just a matter of time. That's the sense mm-hmm. of time that, you know, but we the citizens are doing our part to ground the light and to tune in and receive the information we need to, and this keep the pressure on, and the sooner the better, things are going to shift. So it is an exciting time, and, you know, we've been waiting all our life for this moment. And, it's, you know, then that's the question about the sun, because on one hand, you know, that's the thing I feel too. As we shift our consciousness, we don't need to be concerned about it, but on a very pragmatic level, the question of will the whole grid go down, or will it kind of, the energies choose? Some of the grid will stay up for those, and then the cabal will all go down. I think we can focus that, the ones who've abused, you know, let them lose the grid, but the rest of us, during the transition phase, of course, who needs it if we have a better system anyway that's about to come in? Mm-hmm. You know, how long duration will the transition be? You know, but it's an interesting scenario here.
You know, one thing I do know, there is another energy grid that can be put into place, and it's not affected by magnetics or the sun. Mm-hmm. And it's the energy generated by the fuelless energy machines. They're not affected by this. And if you took a few of those, I mean, one of the size of a house would operate a whole city.
Right.
These and I know they exist because I've seen one.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, we could put these in place and just cruise through this whole thing. They're not available now mainly because the people haven't got behind them and they've given all their power away to the status quo.
Right.
And the status quo is actually run by the oil companies, which do not want to see this stuff out. So
mm-hmm.
I think, again, it goes back to accountability and responsibility and who are you giving your power to. And if you want these devices to come forward, people have to rise up and get behind them hold people accountable that are trying to stop these from
coming. Well, that's another
out.
Thing, too. You know, like these environmental groups, they've been pushing this global warming thing, which, in my opinion, having studied it and researched, especially after these emails came out, I mean, yeah, Earth is being polluted. But the thing is, the power elite early on, it turns out, got involved in pushing the environmental agenda of global warming. Well, they're suppressing all this other technology, and as a way to tax us, literally using the environmental movement as a way to tax us and put regulations that also restrict our constitutional rights. And this, to me, there's some contradictions there that need to be sorted out. I mean, I'm very passionate about environmental issues, but when I see something being used and infiltrated for a covert reason so that certain agencies and corporations make profit off it but don't give back anything to us, they talk about solar and wind, but all this alternative, like, you know, over unity and universal energy that we should have access to is very little. We can just go there and end all the bureaucracy and get it all the way. And a lot of people don't want to look at the whole enchilada, all of the implications. It takes responsibility, and some people, you know, they're a little, all the little sacred cows that they've been, you know, behind, because they don't want to deal with the full range of everything. But to me, it only takes a little bit of effort to see the whole thing, understand it, and take appropriate, intelligent, responsible action.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there's two points I've seen. One is you know, it was perfect, because my life always unfolds. Everything in my life is there for a reason. And
right.
I just had the perfect lesson recently. And I was in town, and the Greenpeace. They had a person on every corner, you know, beautiful young girls on every corner trying to get everybody to sign up for Greenpeace. And if you said no, they guilted you into it. It gave you this look, you don't care, you know, you don't care about the earth, you don't care about this or that, you know. And so there was a couple of them on the corner, and so I was talking to one, and then I said, okay, well, here's the deal. I said, if you guys cover chemtrails, if you do the research, look at what's going on, look what's happening to the snowpacks, the water quality, look how it's affecting the fish, the rivers going into the oceans, and really do your research, you will see that this is one of the worst toxic spills you've ever imagined. I said far beyond even the Gulf. I mean, the Gulf was pretty screwed up locally. This is happening globally.
Exactly.
And I said, if you do that, if you address this issue and hold people accountable for this, you know, I said, I will be the first one to sign up, donate. As a matter of fact, I said, I will put you over both radio shows. I will put you over a massive email list. I will do everything I can to help you. But I said, if you're not walking in your integrity 100%, I'm not going to support your organization.
Right.
And so, I talked to these girls and I said, look, there's a lot more to the story than you know. And I really support your desire to help the planet, to heal the planet and everything else. But you need to really look at what's really going on and take the next step and put some pressure on these guys. So they go, well, oh, the regional director is here, you know, he's here right now. And I go, great, let me talk to him, you know. And so he was standing there. And so he comes walking up. I go, so when are you guys going to address the chemtrail issue? And the guy just turns around and walks away.
You
know, like gets this look on his eyes like, oh, well. And then she goes, well, we've talked about that. And it's really conspiracy. There's no real evidence. And I go, oh, my God.
Oh, please. That's you know, there.
Yeah, and I just said, you know, do the research. It's all there. The tests have been done. The samples have been taken. Watch what's happening over your head. It's undeniable. How can you not? And we're standing there, and I'm pointing up at the sky, and there's the most massive X pattern, two layers of it over our head going on. And I said, right there, I said, there's aluminum, barium, strontium, and a whole plethora of other toxic chemicals in those clouds raining on down on us right now.
Yeah.
And they just kind of started looking down at their feet. They didn't even want to
look
up.
You're sharing exactly what, when I would get all these emails of them asking donations for me, and I remember years ago my ex, Aurora, when we lived in Florida right after the false flag of 9/11, it was like in 2002 or 3, she goes to a Sierra Club meeting. And that's when it first dawned on me, and she stands up, and there were some new people there who were checking it out, and she starts talking about it. Well, they wanted to get her out of there as fast as possible. I mean, literally almost got the police, because she said, wait a minute, you know, you're supposed to be an environmental organization, and I'm bringing up an incredibly important thing, and they just, the ones in charge of the meeting, man, they told her to be quiet, and everyone else wanted to hear about it. And it created almost a major... in upheaval in the meeting, and I'm thinking, what's the deal here? This is an organization, and it was supposed to be on top of the major issues, and they're not, and that's why I did the show today in Cosmic Connection. I'm so fed up with, I can forgive people when they make mistakes, but when there's an agenda going on, when it's specifically an agenda to cover up, to ignore, to put in, it's like, and I said to this letter I sent the Sherrod Club and Greenpeace, I said, you remind me of the American Cancer Society. I said, you know, the American Cancer, he comes off as this old prestige social thing, and they take donations from people, but they are not, and they ignore and suppress holistic things, because if they really tried to get rid of cancer, they would be out of a job. There would be no need any longer. Cancer would be gone.
It would be
a no-brainer. But no, it's a prestige thing to keep the, you know, these power elite go to these meetings and look at what I'm doing, but they don't want to do a darn thing. So it's the same thing.
No.
Hypocrisy. It's the, you know, it's a code of silence, a conflict of interest. They can't talk about it. So yeah, all of us need to put these agency groups on the, you know, on the spot and say, look, you know, like you did. And that's exactly what I've experienced. When you bring up the really important major at the top of the list, the most virile thing of all, no, they don't want to talk about that, which shows exactly what they're all about. And then these naive people join them. There's some good, well-meaning people who join them who are naive until you bring it up. And, of course, then they start thinking, you know, hey, that is true. There's, you know, why don't they? Well, you know, they don't want to talk about it because they've been taken over and you know, there's been a, you know, they've jeopardized their real, you know, I think Sierra Club, Greenpeace started up. Oh, Lord Mondebrand, who was exposing this global warming thing when Obama went over to Copenhagen, you know, how they were using it to take away our constitutional rights. He talked about he knew the head of Greenpeace many years ago who quit a peak of conscience because they kicked him out of there. He wanted to deal with things, and then it got taken over and by the government.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, you know, there's another thing, too, that just came out, too, the mummies. They did all this research on these mummies, and they said, you know, we cannot find cancer in antiquity. It's just not there. Uh-huh. And they kept doing all this other research, and they go, it didn't come until we started seeing, like, extreme, you know, gorging and, you know, until all the chemicals and all the other things. In the old days, you just never heard about cancer. It was like, right. It was just something that just didn't happen. You know, every once in a while you hear about it. But nowadays you've got, I mean, it's gone off the scale. And so has asthma and autism because of all the mercury-laden vaccinations and everything else.
Noticed that, you know, after they come out with these pharmaceutical drugs, they'll get some uses out of them. And then all of a sudden you see on TV, oh, all of those of you have been poisoned by blah, blah, blah. And then they do it again. And then I think to myself, don't the people get it? You see the list of side effects, which are many times worse than the social thing that it's overcoming. And then after a few years, after they've got some mileage out of it, then they do another expose because, you know, the drug companies do their own tests. They don't let independent parties that would always show how toxic they are. They claim they're independent, but no, it's always manipulated. And then they hide the data, and then they wait a few years, get some mileage, and then they come out and say, all of those of you have been poisoned by this drug. I mean, it's go on and on. I mean, it goes on and on and on. The same thing. Get some mileage out of it. Make profit off people's sickness. And, of course, then that shuts down people's consciousness at the same time, as well as wiping them out. Pass the patient around. There's nothing left. And I'm getting so tired of all that. It's just like it's getting so old. It's like there's a new DVD I want to watch, a new movie script I want to write. I've seen the other one enough times, you know.
Definitely. I mean, I think it's Bobby Kennedy's coming out and just blowing the lid off of is it Thermosol? I can't remember the mercury they're putting in the vaccines, mm-hmm. and how it's directly related to autism, and you know, it shows all the cover up and all the people they're supposed to protect us in there admitting, you know, what's going on, and mm-hmm. they are responsible and but no accountability. They're all just covering this up, sweeping.
Oh yeah, and they've even passed the law to quote make these companies, you know, totally not taking. They're totally, you know, above the law. Well, but you know what? We can reverse laws. If enough people rise up in a sense and demand that these companies who manufacture these things have to be responsible, you know, we can reverse it. You know, if the will of the people, if enough people become aware, eventually we can reverse certain laws and force accountability. And we have to do that for what we can do. I mean, I think we can't just ignore it, and it's not going to go away. And we need to be alert because they're trying to create another. They're going to come up with another fake epidemic. Pandemic.
Yeah,
they're getting desperate because they've got so many billions of dollars of excess now because people don't want it. They're trying to create another, but the higher forces are blocking them, you know, really,
Monsanto,
you know, neutralizing
is doing, you know, really pushing their program now hard, you know, because they got pretty much kicked out of Europe and banned there. And
mm-hmm.
you know, all those deaths in India and the cows dying that ate their GMO crops and the rats dying that eat it. And now the people are coming down with all these diseases from these crops they've created. These mm-hmm. Frankenfoods. And so, you know, it's funny, this is all coming to light. And, you know, you look at our fearless leaders there, and they are bedfellows
fearless.
With Monsanto.
Yeah, the fearless leaders. They're really fearless. Oh, yeah, because they've all been promised a little seat in one of these underground bunkers. Well, they destroy the planet, and then they escape. Well, they ain't going to happen. So, you know, it really, it's we have to be the guardians and demand. You know, again, we can forgive, but we can't let them run ripshod and continue their agendas.
No.
It's getting too old. It's getting
well. I like that.
So
I like that
moldy.
Program where they say that, you know, if they screw the planet up enough and just totally destroy the environment and create these massive wars and really bring on Armageddon, then Jesus is going to come. But he's not going to come if they don't do it. You know, if they abide by his rules, you know, loving each other, love mm-hmm. God with all your heart, love your neighbors yourself, you know, be kind to each other, be kind to the planet. If they went by his rules, he's not going to come. But they have to destroy the planet and create these massive wars, so he will come. And
well, I, you know, my feeling,
that's insane. That's like,
yeah. Well, if you go back to the council, if you go back to the Council of Nicaea, where the, just like the Warren Commission and the 9/11 Commission, they were handpicked people representing the power elite, and they put in the scriptures, you know, to create these negative self-fulfilled prophecies, like they could control and manipulate. They love mayhem. They love suffering and disasters. They get off on that. And so they were actually, you know, twisted the whole scriptures around from something beautiful into these negative things. So we can understand now that they want these things to happen because they enjoy pain and suffering. Well, the new timeline that I see created, and I use this expression that the oversoul future part of us that's merging into the past present timeline, right? We're creating a whole other timeline, a whole different outcome. So now a majority of humanity will survive, and without, rather than just about a third, and this is throwing off the original, their plan to create this negative self-fulfilled with the Antichrist and all this crappy things that they wanted to come up with, and martial law, and, you know, all this nasty, twisted ideas of reality, like they just love suffering. But we want joy. We want, we're tired of suffering. We're tired of all that. And we're creating a different reality that suits, you know, that's life supportive, and won't go along with those crappy, twisted views on reality. And then, so these fundamentalist Christians are, you know, they, how they're going to deal with the whole thing when things don't quite happen as they, you know, think in the traditional, you know, way that, you know, we're all just,
they're anti everything Jesus taught, and they're acting out opposite. So they are the Antichrist. You know, if they don't get back in line with what, with his true teachings, which is God is within, you know, and love God with all your heart and love everybody as your neighbor. I mean, love was the law.
It's so simple. It's so incredibly simple. Like, what about this do you understand?
It's like, okay, where does, like, smashing your neighbor's head in, you know, locking up, you know, innocent people, causing people to lose their homes, supporting the banksters, you know, all this stuff. I mean, where's the love? I'm trying to understand this. Like,
well, they love themselves. They love power.
How can you say you're a good Christian and take and throw a family out in the streets? You know, how can you?
They love themselves and they love power. They don't love anyone else. That's what it comes down to. So
how do you bomb, you know, a whole city and wipe out innocent children and families and everything else, and then go to church, you know, in the morning or whatever?
Because they're psychotic.
How do you feel good about that? I just don't understand that. You know,
well, they're
like
sociopath psychotics is what they are, and they can rationalize because they're the power elite. They are above us. They are special. We're just, you know, dirt underneath their feet. That's their attitude, that they're going to inherit the earth the way they want it. But of course, this is, you know, their attitude is so twisted, so out of alignment with reality, and it's closing in on them now. It is reality is not going to allow them to succeed.
The corporate police right now, which is our military, has got to wake up and smell the coffee and go, wait a second. You know, this is Department of Defense, not Department of Offense, that's there to level anybody that doesn't agree with us, are these people that are sitting on top of our oil. You know, we're not supposed to go over there and level whole countries because we need the oil. I mean, that is the bottom line. Or we need to support the dollar, you know, the oil for dollar or whatever. You know,
Mother Earth's blood, you know, the oil. And I heard something too in the Gulf oil disaster thing, that there was actually, that they had tapped into something, not only possible Atlantean evidence, but there was, Michael Tillinger picked up on this and said he felt that there was this almost like living water, it's almost like in the movie The Abyss when the water took on this kind of, you know, form, that there was something they tapped into that freaked them out, and they used the oil disaster as a cover to take, you know, like when they found stargates or things in other places, they've used war as a cover to take our attention away from certain exotic, unusual discoveries that they don't want the masses to know about. Well, they conjure up all these, you know, false flag things to distract us and wag their tail, so to speak. And I think there's stuff like that going on, but it's going to backfire on them because the truth is still going to come out. They can't
agree.
Keep it undercover.
Michael was just here. It was we had a great time with him. He was here for a couple of days, and he got to see the orbs and the ships and play with some of our technology here. And he was like a kid in a candy store. And wonderful guy, you know, just a beautiful soul.
Yeah. Well, when we know about the origins of what, how much of history has been distorted and covered up because it contradicts the official version, it's all coming out. And so he's doing a wonderful job to expose it and get it more in detail out there. And archaeologists either have to come around or be in denial. I mean, that's basically what people who want to keep the traditional view going, to keep people in power, because it threatens the power elite. And that's the whole thing when they say, we can't handle the truth. No, they can't handle their loss of power. Okay, let's correct that whole historical, version of it. And we're looking forward to these things with such, I think it's getting old, the suffering and the limitation, and I think it's time to bring in the new thing. So, and there's just a lot on the horizon here. And again, I want to invite everybody too who have not, connected with me in the past to come to vortexnetworknews.com. We have all my show, Cosmic Connection, and Bill Alex's show on alternative technologies, and Aurora Light show. All our shows are archived for the last 3 years, and there's a lot of good information there too. And then, of course, prepareforthelandings.com, where people can, get a quarter, either ebook version download or get a paperback copy. And then channelforthemasters.com is about my background, how I got involved in all this, and been involved on my mission, helping to connect with humanity to the higher realms. And it's an interesting, exciting time.
Well, what do you think about this flow? How do you think that's going to play itself out? Because it's definitely happening. There is this huge flow of consciousness and energy. We are, Professor, I think it's Dimitri, talks about we're moving into a new, highly energized place in space. Mm-hmm. We're coming into alignment with galactic plane. And we've got Nibiru zipping by here pretty shortly, culminated in 2012.
Yeah, well, as I've discussed, and I mentioned this on Mark's show earlier, that he brought this up about we are coming up to the end of four major cycles. And every 26,000 years approximately, Earth goes through a kind of a graduation sense. And we're also coming to the end of a kind of rare solar interplanetary cycle in which the solar system is aligned a certain way. And then a very rare galactic cycle that also is aligned with the others, which creates even more momentum. And then to make it all more exciting, divine creation has brought forth the end of another cycle, which I don't totally understand, except the higher forces say it's a cycle that has never happened in the universe before. And part of that is also because we align it with the galactic center here in 2012. We get close to that. Closer we get, a lot of our gifts of the spirit, all of our spiritual, psychic abilities and powers start becoming more overt, become more normal, expressed. And as we get close to this, and also there's been talk for years about the photon belt that we're supposed to, every now and then we've kind of bumped into it, but now we're really going to merge into it, supposedly, according to some sources of information, that will cause physiological change. That's why I brought up about the 33 miners, Chilean miners, how it seems to be possibly a revelation for some things that could be occurring that we all are going through. Now medical science will have to be forced to acknowledge things, even though whether they will openly talk about it, I don't know. But I think our bodies are adjusting and changing, and the new root race I've been told about, cosmic man and woman, Elohim and human, is merging and creating a more advanced form in a way for these new energies, and the uniqueness of Earth and intergalactic merged together is a very unique thing that's never happened. This particular form of the Admin-Cadman as it comes into being, which means that we no longer can be controlled by forces and energies that are not respecting our sovereignty, that do not respect the sacred principles of the universe. We are regaining our sovereignty and our freedoms, and becoming going to inherit the Earth as caretakers, really. I think that's a very accurate prophecy, but in the more intergalactic understanding of this, that we can now understand in the light of what's happening.
I think there's this huge movement. I mean, I don't know how this is all. I don't think anybody knows how it's all going to play out, but there is a major sovereignty movement where people are demanding back their rights. They're saying, look, I'm not buying into this legalized extortion program that's going on now. And they're also saying that we want our constitution back.
Exactly.
And, and basically I feel if we reinstated the constitution and then pass a law that just started trashing all these other rules and regulations they've laid that are unconstitutional, threw them by the wayside, and then had a truth panel where we had some people with integrity. They're probably not going to come out of Washington. They're probably going to come from somewhere else. of course. Your local farmer, you know, mm-hmm. or your librarian or somebody mm-hmm. else, you know, just get a panel together and have a truth panel and just say, okay, truth and reconciliation, you know, we're going to bring the truth out. We'll offer you forgiveness if you come clean now. And mm-hmm. we're just going to redirect this and go in this direction. And we need to do something of this nature very quickly, because if we don't, it's going to move right into that same Hitler program that we almost went under a while ago, you know, that we
I mean, George Bush, he completed all 10 steps. Noemi, what's her name? She wrote a book, How to a Fascist Dictatorship in 10 Easy Steps, and we did complete all 10. The only reason it didn't fully, overtly, and martial law wasn't declared is because the higher forces stepped in and kind of blocked the final sequence of things that should have, quote, in the old timeline, did in fact occur, and martial law was declared, the 800 concentration camps were activated. But in this new timeline, that's not happening, because it's a mute point. And if people are waking up that we don't have to go through that as a new creation is coming into being. And I think that, yes, we are going to bring in the constitutional thing, and if anything is in conflict to that, you know, that's what gets me about some of the environmental regulations. They're contradicting the Constitution. If it's a truth and it's a good thing, it will not contradict the other truth thing, too. Think about that.
Oh, yeah, I agree. You know, there's an old Cherokee saying, "Is if it isn't good for everybody, it isn't good." You know,
exactly.
And it's mm-hmm. it's that simple. If you're not looking to the next seven generations and everything that you do,
right.
and you're just doing this unbridled, reckless greed program, which is seem to be what we're doing right now, mm-hmm. you know, how does that help this civilization in any way whatsoever other than ensure its collapse, you know, both environmental, economic, and social collapse? And that's where they're wanting to take us.
Yes, and that's what we all, as guardians, we have to ground the light, we have to call in the higher forces, we do the things we can do, and I have great faith if we do that or are responsible and are open to asking the higher forces to help us help ourselves, then whether you want to call it a miracle, call it what you want, we're going to have the transformations to occur for those whose hearts are pure. And we will see, if we have that balance, and it's a balance, and use our discernment, cognitive, objective reasoning, then all our dreams and all our, you know, greatest aspirations will come about. Meanwhile, those who choose to try to keep on the agenda, they're all just going to be recycled through the Godhead. They're going to be gotten out of the way. This energy is going to make sure they're not going to continue to interfere. They've been warned enough times. We're mm-hmm. getting old. It's time to kick them to the curb and invite in beings who really do care about us rather than our leaders who have been corrupt for too long.
Oh, yeah. You know, considering all this UFO activity around the world, I'm like a happy camper here. I'm doing a little happy dance because mm-hmm. it is hitting all the press, and it's great. And I still have these guys just, you know, totally attacking this, you know, attacking your character, everything. Mm-hmm. You know, it's unbelievable. They won't look at the evidence. They won't look at anything. And this one guy was really going at it, and I just said, okay, I have a question for you, you know.
Mm-hmm.
You're saying we're ignorant, we're not evolved, you know, we're crazy, we're this and that. And so, you know, you keep going on with all these negative comments. And I said, what grade did you learn that lying and deceiving and insults were not proper? I think that was about third grade, you know, when we learned that. And the other thing I was saying to him too is that he goes, well, I've never seen one. I don't believe in any of this stuff and anything else. And I said, well, you know, you have to have a pure intent, an open mind, and a loving heart. And they are looking for intelligent life. So do you want to continue on that program or not? And, you know, it's kind of amazing watching this fold in on itself, because now it's fashionable to talk about UFOs. Now it's fashionable to have contact, and it's totally shift now. And these skeptics and all these other people are now the minority, and they're just screaming for attention out there, like jumping up and down like Rumpelstiltskin trying to.
The last desperate attempt, you know, because of what Wernher von Braun had warned about, the last attempt would be to instigate, you know, to create, make ET into the new enemy. But I think what's happening as people's as the energy comes on the planet and reconnects with all of our essence, it's reinforcing our connection. And so the attempt to put negative movies in TV shows as the last desperate attempt will not really work. I mean, there's always going to be the few or, you know, afraid of their own shadow, but most of humanity is able, hip enough now to see through it and go inside and feel and acknowledge what's the truth about all this. And this energy that's coming on the planet is connecting all of us together in that way, respecting our individuality, but uniting us and a common sense of a fellowship, then we know that truth. We know, despite the negative programming, that we can, you know, we can connect together and agree to on those things that create balance and order, and that because the Earth is surrounded in guardian action, any group that is going to try or cabal tried anything, they will not be successful. They're in the minority now.
Oh, definitely. Yeah, you see that. You know, we have the banksters. We have the, you know, the killing of the ocean. You know, the Gulf.
Well, temporarily, but it's going to turn around ultimately, thank God.
Yeah, these lame wars that they're trying to start up again, you know, to keep the war industry going. We've had all the toxic chemicals and standard medical, you know, that's going on. You know, all of that has been in everybody's face right now. And at what point do you just sit back and go, wait a second, almost every regulatory program we have going, and people that we've given our power to are not in our highest and best good. You know, it's like...
Absolutely. Yep.
Yeah,
and the basic constitutional...
But anyway, we're out of time right now, so I've got to sign off. I can't thank you enough for coming on the show.
Oh, well, thank you, James, for having me. I look forward at some point to coming back again, and I'll have you back on my show also at some point here. And, you know, we'll just keep the flow of information going, and as new stuff comes out, I appreciate knowing about anything that is relevant to what we've been discussing tonight and any other thing, too.
Sounds great. So, well, keep up the great work you're doing.
You too, James, and God bless you, and as I always like to say, keep your eyes on the skies.
All righty. Well, we're out of time. James Gillen with As You Wish Talk Radio signing off. Have a great evening, and watch the skies. We saw four major motherships come over and one massive power-up last night in about 10 minutes. So they're there. Have a great evening.